Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today is written from Mark chapter 6 and verse 2, and it reads, "And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands?" In today's world, we're all exposed to hearing many voices, which causes a lot of distractions. There are the voices of reason, logic, fear, emotions, philosophy, or pleasures, etc., etc. I believe that the voice that really matters at the end of the day is the voice of God's wisdom, will, and word. Proverbs 4 verse 7 declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you are getting, get understanding." People were astonished at the words and acts of Jesus because of the fountain of wisdom from which he operated. In its most basic form, wisdom is the precise and accurate application of revealed knowledge. This means that there are three components involved: knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. While knowledge deals with awareness of facts, understanding refers to insight into these facts, and wisdom has to do with the application of the insights gleaned from the awareness of facts. Generally, there are two ways that you can access wisdom, and these are through experience and impartation. Experience is the natural gateway, and impartation is the supernatural portal to access wisdom. The natural doorway is through learning, while the supernatural avenue is through association. Proverbs 13 verse 20 declares, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Although wisdom has many derivatives, I want to highlight seven of them today. As you hear the voice of wisdom and obey its bidding and leading, wisdom will do the following things for you. Number one, wisdom will unlock the door of the supernatural and introduce you to creativity, favor, opportunity, and miracles. Number two, wisdom will create an attraction to you and a repulsion from you. Number three, wisdom will make you excel in your career, business, ministry, or vocation. Number four, wisdom will help you to maximize your moments, times, and seasons. Number five, wisdom will make you understand the will of the Lord for your life, marriage, business, career, or ministry. Number six, wisdom will defend you in all that you do. And number seven, wisdom will promote you from a lower level to a higher level. Daniel 2:48 declares, "Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon." Exalt the wisdom of God in your life. Embrace the wisdom that proceeds from above in your life today. Prioritize wisdom above all else, and she will exalt you. Ask the Lord to give you the spirit of wisdom. Ask the Lord to enlighten the eyes of your understanding. Ask the Lord to make you a partaker of this wisdom derivatives beginning from today. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for the spirit of wisdom. I welcome and yield to the spirit of wisdom in every area and dimension of my life. I receive grace to maximize the force of wisdom in my life and destiny. I decree and declare that I receive preservation, promotion, honor, favor, defense, establishment, and long life by the force of wisdom. I grow in natural and supernatural wisdom every day of my life. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Using next steps as the subject so that I can help you grow further into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeku, or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it'll take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, Amen.